Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Tom Brady just retired, the GOAT. 7 Super Bowl championships in 10 Super Bowl appearances. Keep in mind, Brady stopped Mahomes in Mahomes' first AFC championship game when Brady was with the Patriots. But also recall, Brady threw an interception that ended that game. A pre-snap penalty gave him the ball back. Mahomes never got to touch it in overtime. They did not change the rules for Mahomes, but when it happened to Mahomes against Josh Allen and he was the beneficiary, they changed the rules the very next season. So he came one pre-snap penalty away from appearing in 4 Super Bowls in 5 years. He hosts the AFC championship game every year he started, Patrick Mahomes.
Which one of these two guys you think could cook, Max?
Between Mahomes and Brady, I don't think neither one of them cook.
No, could cook.
I'm just telling you, neither one gives me the sense that they're going to cook.
This whole thing popped off because Key asked me, can I cook? And I'm like, well define cook. Mm-hmm. Like, can I cook a cheeseburger? Yeah. Can I put a steak on the grill? Yeah, but I'm not Chef J. Will out here.
But do you put, you know, those hot cherry peppers in the cheeseburger? You know what I mean? Like, do you hook it up?
I throw random seasoning on. Yeah, I go it's in my seasoning cabinet, but just throw some things on it. But, I ain't cooking like Key.
No, I was just giving him some tips. We were just talking about cooking because I was telling him, you know, he asked me, I said, we could split up a dollar with 12 people. He's like, who you feed with a dollar? And I said, no, I could feed, I mean, $50, I could feed 10 people. Oh, I can feed 10 people.
Yeah, you can do that. $50.
You need $5 a person to feed them.
I can go into the grocery store at $50 if I had 10 people. Yeah. Now, you're not going to get the best of the best meats and all that sort of stuff, but I could put a meal together.
Key, I think you could do it for less than that, actually. If you're talking about $5 a person, you could probably do it for less, but you're going to have to cut out certain things.
Well, it's taxes and stuff like that, too, Max.
Yeah.
Factor in taxes.
Yeah, I got to factor
where you go.
You
got to
factor in
Costco.
Of course you wouldn't factor in a tax.
You got to – what's the cash price?
In, Max?
What's the cash price? I'll explain what the cash price means later. Look,
thanks,
here's the question. Can Mahomes catch Brady? Now, the fact that Brady beat him in the AFC championship game – and in the Super Bowl, when Mahomes, there are caveats and both, on the one hand, Mahomes should have won that game. Pre-snap penalty gave Brady the ball. And then in the Super Bowl, Mahomes didn't have an offensive line. Nevertheless, when Mahomes was young and Brady was old, he stopped him twice. This Super Bowl, to me, guys, looms large in the kind of constellation of stars and how we're going to view the stars in the NFL historically. If Mahomes wins his second in 5 years with 3 appearances, he kind of is on his way. How many more does he need? Because his peak so far is clearly higher than Brady's peak. But if he doesn't, and he's sitting on 1, tough to catch a guy with 7 who's beaten you twice when he was old, right?
Max, you know why I love you, man? You're the only dude I know. You'll ask a question, and then you'll answer it yourself first.
Yeah, that's right.
can Pat catch Tom Brady? Let me tell you my answer.
That's my argument.
Now,
that's right.
Key, Jay.
That's my
tell
take.
Tell me what you think.
That's right. I have a take.
I know. Just say, ask yourself the question and say, Max, what do you think? Can Pat catch Tom Brady?
I have no idea how it works around here. I ask a rhetorical question that I answer, and then I throw it out to you guys.
I'm trying to think.
I don't know if you've ever seen this just in, 2 p.m. Eastern. Same format.
Oh, I love it. It's great.
I mean, I think he could. He's got to get 2 before we can start really having a conversation. Talk to me after February.
Yeah.
But if he does, then I think there's a possibility that he may be able to get close. It's hard as hell to win the Super Bowl, man.
It's ridiculous that we're even having the conversation.
Well, exactly. You're the one who brought it up.
Yeah, I know, but I know. In other words, it's so hard to get a championship that to say, oh, yeah, he can. But how many would he need, Key? How many would he need to really be considered?
I would give him four.
Right. And then you could start considering.
Now, I would give him four because, again, however you want to say it, or I will always tell Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruschi, Lawyer Malloy and company, that those first three, they had a lot to do with. So that's why I always look at not all seven. I only look at really when we start talking about Tom Brady, I started looking at like four, maybe five of them because
where he was responsible.
Well, he was kind of responsible for them.
I would love to see Pat do it. I don't think it's, you know how lucky, and I know people, we had a guy come on yesterday say, stop saying luck, but you know how much like divine intervention needs to occur for you to get seven, Max?
Ridiculous.
Like, you know, we talk about Jordan. You always bring up, like, the record of when he gets to NBA Finals, undefeated, right? Won six championships. You know how many big-time shots other players needed to make happen in order for Jordan to capture six?
Let me ask you this, though, Jay. I may sound stupid. I don't know, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Is it – because I believe no matter where you win a championship, it's hard.
Yeah.
But why do I feel like the NBA – it's easier for superstar players to win championships in the NBA. Why is that?
Maybe because you go through seven-game series. So typically, like, the best team wins. It's not like – you guys are more like March Madness to me.
Yes.
It's like a one-game series. So, like, the thought of everything being right for that 3-4-game stint, like, that's hard at that level. Whereas if you were to play a team seven times, I mean, it would not be realistic in football – you'll probably see the better
luck
team
factors
win.
In less, right? Yes. Luck factors in less when the sample size gets larger. Jay, I want to pick up
like
what
in
you
basketball,
said.
Basketball, though, the great basketball players, like the great ones we always talk about, they all win multiple championships. The Steph Currys,
LeBrons,
the Magic,
because it's less luck dependent.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
it just feels that way. Where in football,
football
players may never win.
Well, think about how hard it was for Steph, though. I mean, Steph got two on his own. The other two came from with KD, though, right?
But it's so, still.
But how loaded
still,
they were. He had Steph, KD, Clay.
Got it, though.
Yeah. Well, they had Steph, KD, Clay.
Because but the greatest players become magnets and for franchises. And then since, as Jay says, you play best of seven, the best team is more likely to win than in the NFL. But, Jay, I want to pick up what you said about
players
Jordan.
On the court, too, Key, as opposed to players on the field.
Yeah.
A lot more room for error.
In other words, more influence for the best player.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for educating me on that one.
Yeah,
really
I got you. I got you.
When you said Jordan, let me tell you where my mind goes.
Uh-oh.
So here's how Mahomes could catch Brady. It's going to be very hard to do it just if you add up all the championships. The odds are virtually zero that Mahomes will have seven championships, or even five, or it's a long shot, right? But when you say Jordan, there's never been a Jordan of football. Right? Like, just because Brady is the greatest doesn't make him Jordan. What Jordan means is you put your eyes on him and you go, oh, never seen that. That's better than anything I've ever seen. Then you look at the numbers and you say, the numbers say exactly what my eyes say. He's just better than everyone. And you look at team success and you go, he had the most in that era, right? Like, he was the guy. So Mahomes, unlike Brady, from the very beginning, you put your eyes on him, you said, that's something different. You look at the numbers, you go, oh, it's exactly what my eyes see. And then you look at team success. Since he has the Jordan thing going there, if he wins the Super Bowl this year, you can start to ask the question legitimately, is he the Jordan of the NFL? Because that'll be 5 years.
I can't do that.
5 years, five conference championship appearances, three Super Bowl appearances, two Super Bowl championships, two MVPs, likely two Super Bowl MVPs. In 5 years,
I can't do that, though, Max, because so much of this is dependent upon health. You know, it goes back to that first conversation with Tom Brady or what LeBron James is doing in year 20. Like, you know how hard it is to remain healthy or have the rest of your casting crew remain healthy?
But that's why I'm not saying LeBron, because you're right. LeBron, Tom Brady, guys like that, you have to stay healthy forever. But I'm saying Jordan is a little different. It's like, what peak do you hit? Can you accomplish enough?
Yeah, but
in
it was the level
of
sustaining the peak, though, too, Max. And that's my, like,
he's
I need
in year
to see
five,
it.
Jay?
But it's also dependent upon the other big time players that he has with him in football, right? That matters.
But what I'm saying is, like,
and
is
I don't
he Jordan
think
yet?
Thing,
no, but you can start asking the question.
And another thing is, Jordan did all that with Phil Jackson. I don't know that Andy Reid is going to be around coaching still for the next 10 years to allow.
But Eric Bieniemy was the guy.
Yeah, but they – come on, man, stop. But Andy Reid is, as the head coach, isn't probably going to be around coaching 10 years from now.
Could we say if he wins the Super Bowl this year? And I, by the way, I like the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
And Magic did all that stuff too.
I like the Eagles. No, Magic early on was not considered the best player in the game. Like, he wasn't winning the MVPs, and most people did not consider him.
Dude won the NBA MVP.
Finals MVP.
The Finals MVP as a rookie.
Yeah, the Finals MVP.
One of the greatest accomplishments of all time, yeah.
Come on, man, stop.
No one's arguing.
Just because he didn't get MVP votes in the regular season doesn't mean that he wasn't that dude.
He was that dude. He was generally considered a top three player in the league, et cetera, et cetera. What I'm saying about Mahomes is, could we at least say that through his first 5 years, if he wins the Super Bowl, and guys, I think the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. I think they're better. But if he does, could we say he's halfway there?
I just hate the Jordan comparison for anybody, first off, especially if you're compartmentalizing. You say, well, for the first 5 years, look how this compares peak value to Jordan's, because it's sustained over a period of time.
That's why I'm asking
Jordan,
Jay,
win
double
championships
it.
In his first 5 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, so double it. What I'm saying is, could we say Mahomes is halfway there? In other words, if there was some similar level of success, doesn't mean 10 straight AFC championship hosting games, right? But if he were to win two more Super Bowls after,
I'm just shocked to hear you say that about Jordan, because whenever we compare anybody else to Jordan, like, you lose your mind.
Yeah.
Because you always go back to that. He was undefeated in the NBA Finals. He was undefeated.
Right. But like, the NFL, as you say, is different.
But, Max, that's the first thing you say.
But
you say he's undefeated.
Not so, like, only undefeated,
is
but under
Pat Mahomes
seven games.
Undefeated in Super Bowls? Joe Montana
that
was.
One, that is one. That
Joe Montana. Could, so Joe Montana is the closest thing to Michael Jordan.
Except that Montana, at his best, the contemporary audience basically felt Marino might be better or more talented,
I don't know about that one.
But we'd rather have Montana.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't know.
Marino, as a rookie,
I was too young to really understand it, but I don't know about that one.
Okay.
I just don't.
Maybe I was too. My impression from that time was Marino. Like, but in Mahomes, my whole point about Mahomes is he's Marino and Montana. Right? He's the, oh my God, did you see that? And, oh my God, he wins the most. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. How does Tom Brady's retirement affect
the
quarterback landscape? Not so much anymore. I used to cook a little bit. What does Aaron Rodgers' trade market look like right now? Do you cook, Key?
Sometimes.
Chef Key.
He's got an outdoor. I know, Jay, you know what Key has, the outdoor kitchen and the whole thing. Yeah, you do, Key. We'd like the way Jay has the wood hardwood floors. You got the outdoor kitchen. We know. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Breaking news, Tom Brady has announced he is retiring.
I will bet you any amount of money this dude is done. It's done now. Mm-hmm. If you would have asked me last year what you think his chances of coming back, yeah, maybe. But it's time to move on.
Oh, it's time to reminisce. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And joined now by Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider, whose tweet summed up nicely the deals that the Broncos have made for their head coach and quarterback. Three firsts, 3 seconds, three NFL players.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's a lot.
What's cracking, Dizzo?
What's up, Dan?
If he would have been drinking something, you'd have had him in a spit take just then.
he gave you a new one. He's trying over here. He's working for it, Dan.
The Dizzo.
You got to admire the effort.
Oh, whoa, pause.
No, check this out, though, Dan.
Yeah.
So Tom retired yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now we're looking at this quarterback landscape and the impact. And I can't find a quarterback out there other than Carr. A starting quarterback out there other than Derek Carr. How's this thing going to shape up for people?
Max's guy, Jimmy G, he's out there. He can be somebody's
coming off an injury.
When is
again.
He not?
Right. But like sometimes, you know, there might be a 6 week span where he's not hurt at the end of some season. That's when you go get Jimmy G.
Either he's injured or he's coming off an injury. There's one or the other. Yeah, it's going to be tricky. I mean, like, look, you mentioned Derek Carr. I think, you know, Jacoby Brissett is going to be out there trying to convince somebody he's their starter. I mean, like, that's where we are. And, you know, Daniel Jones, Geno Smith, those guys are free agents, but I think everybody thinks they're probably likely to stay where they are, right? Anything can happen, but, it's going to be tough. I mean, there's the entire NFC South needs a quarterback,
jeez,
right? All four teams. The Raiders need to figure something out.
And Dan, the Raiders haven't given Carr permission yet, huh?
Well, no. Permission for what?
To seek a trade.
No, the Raiders would love to trade Carr, but
Have they given him permission, him and his representatives? Well, I read somewhere that they didn't.
No, see, the deal is he has a no trade clause, so like they could come to him with a deal and then he could say yes or no to it.
Okay.
But the trick with Carr is on February 15th, his money for this year becomes guaranteed and a chunk of next year's money. So if you're Carr, you're sitting there thinking, well, I'm not going to agree to a trade. Like, why would I help the Raiders? Like,
exactly.
No, either cut me so I can go be a free agent, pick my team, or, you know, I'm happy to stay and have that money guaranteed 3 days after the Super Bowl.
Right, so they will cut him.
I think so. I think... Yeah. Unless he wants to do them the favor of agreeing to a trade.
Which he won't. So really, if you have the cash, you can go get Derek Carr if you want.
If you want to. I mean, look, what's a starting quarterback on the market going to go for these days? 35 plus, 35, 40 million a year?
You Derek Carr
you have that to spend?
Absolutely.
So Dan, if you're the 49ers, do you try to get a guy like Derek Carr?
Well, Kyle said yesterday that they weren't going to get a, what was the expression, like a high-end veteran quarterback? I think they're going to need to probably look at bringing in a veteran because of the uncertain health status of Lance and Purdy. So, like I mentioned Brissett, right? Like here's a guy that you've seen, he held it down until Deshaun Watson came back. Like he filled that role pretty well for Cleveland.
Yeah, he was okay.
So if you don't think, right, but if you're saying, well, we need a guy who can start maybe the first 4 or 5 games of the season, and I'm just pulling that number. I have no idea how many.
Yeah, not bury you. Yeah,
and then be a reliable backup the rest of the way. Like that's a pretty good guy that fits that description. So I don't know whether he's going to be looking for something more than that. And it is going to be a little bit of a seller's market there because there's probably more demand than supply. But I think if you're the 49ers, you have to look at some kind of veteran option in case those guys aren't ready to start the season.
Dan, you know, obviously seeing Sean Payton go to Denver the other day, do you think it was a mistake for the Cowboys or the Chargers not to go after Payton?
Yes, I think he's a better coach than the coaches they have. But you know, the Cowboys, we've discussed this a lot. The Cowboys' coaching job is a very specific and different kind of situation, right? If Sean Payton, wherever he ends up, is going to want some degree of personnel control that I think the Dallas Cowboys are not going to be in position to grant him because of the way their organization works and the people that have the control being either long-timers and established or being members of the family that owns the team. So I don't think that was ever really going to be a fit considering who Sean Payton is and the way he wants to coach. And the Chargers, yeah, I mean, look, they believe in Brandon Staley. Like, they feel like They want to give him more of a shot than they've given him. There's theory out there that, you know, the Chargers are, you know, not a team that loves to spend a lot of money, right? And Peyton's very expensive, much more so than
Brandon
Staley.
What do you think about that theory?
So
he said there's a theory out there that Spanos is cheap.
I mean, you know, there's that goes back to, you know, the Manning family can probably tell you about that and their feelings on it from way back. So, I think fundamentally, like, is he a better coach than the coaches that are in place in those places? Yeah, I think that's fair to say. But first of all, those are unique situations. And second of all, you know, better by how much? Like, if you did a blind resume with Mike McCarthy and Sean Payton, you'd be shocked.
very similar. I just think that Sean's approach may be a little more, I don't know, he's different, okay? His approach is different. So, and he didn't get fired. So,
he didn't get fired. Yes.
He left on his own terms.
Right.
And so when you get fired, there's a stigma that goes along with that. Mm-hmm. And now everybody assumes you are failed. You are a failure because you were fired when, in all honesty, like Dan said, that's not really the case.
You know, but the thing with Peyton, and like this will be the biggest thing that I think you notice in Denver, is like the game day operation is going to be extremely, like very obviously competent, right? Very, like it'll be well run. The play calling, the game planning, the just sort of the way things operate on game day and really throughout the week. And I think that's what you didn't see this year with Hackett, who was doing it for the first time and was, I mean, obviously, I think it's fair to say, in over his head. So that'll be an upgrade for them and would be an upgrade in a number of places. But, you know, we'll see. It'll all come down to how good Russell Wilson actually is at this point.
Who's the next coach? Is it Aaron Glenn? Is it Eric Bieniemy?
Where?
Is it in Indy or Arizona? Is it Vance? Like, who is the next coaches in these dominoes at Indy in Arizona to fall?
You know, the guy I'm watching in Indy is the Bengals offensive coordinator, Brian Callahan, who was in there yesterday for his second interview. They're having Aaron Glenn in today for a second interview, and he's an interesting guy for sure. But
yes,
I've heard a lot about Callahan there this week.
Yeah.
So, and in Arizona, a little harder to get a handle on. They're interviewing Callahan today. They interviewed Lou Anarumo yesterday, so they're in on the Bengals coordinators as well. But Vance Joseph is a candidate there. Aaron Glenn is a candidate there. And I think, you know, they've talked to Brian Flores. Obviously, there's some complicated issues there with him still suing the league. But I think he has a relationship from New England with the new GM. And I wouldn't rule him out either. You like Aaron Glenn, though, it sounds like.
I love Aaron Glenn. I played with him. I know him. I know his pedigree. I know what he stands for. I know he's been under Bill. He's been under Sean. And he, you know, you don't have a whole lot of talent in Detroit, but he was able to manage defensively as a defensive coordinator. Good defenses at times that made sense to me. Mm-hmm. I'm fired up for him.
I think it says a lot about him that he's getting this kind of attention in a year when Detroit's defense wasn't that great.
No.
Right? And I think that's good. That tells you that teams are thinking the right way about him. Because you don't want to hire a head coach based on, you know, oh, he's a defensive coordinator, then they played good defense. Like, you want a leader. You want somebody that strikes you as a guy.
Think about it, though. You know this. So, you've been covering this league for a long time. LaFleur was hired to Green Bay. Did you see the offense at Tennessee when he was managing that? I mean, that wasn't very good.
Right. So good on Green Bay for looking for more than that. And I think that's my point. Like, if you're looking at Aaron Glenn this offseason, I think you're approaching it the right way.
Dan Graziano, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NFL Insider. Thank you, Dan, as always.
Mm-hmm. All right, player G.
All right, Dan.
What made Tom Brady the GOAT? Former teammate of his joins us next to let us know. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back.
Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
This whole Brady thing kind of messed up the quarterback landscape, in my opinion, by him retiring, because teams have very little options at the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. This affects what the New York Giants want to do with Daniel Jones,
The
Raiders want to do now all
His
of a
price
sudden
went up.
With Carr. It may affect what Green Bay process thinking is.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Mm-hmm. Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst, 2-time Super Bowl champion. And since he played for the Patriots and Jets, you know he got both the Super Bowls with Tom Brady. The one with the Jets, I'll tell you that much.
Man, let me tell y'all, we need to just y'all hear that beat? We need to just let that ride the whole show, baby.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, he would let that beat ride.
Especially Biggie Lives. Look at this.
I'm ready for you to start freestyling, D-Wood.
What's up? People don't want to hear that early this morning, man. What's up, fellas? What's going on?
What's good,
baby? What's happening, man? I promise you, D-Wood, next time you come back in the studio, I'm going to make sure that they get a chair that you can lean back in and be comfortable. I'm watching my man. I'm like, man, they got my man up there not comfortable, man. They got
I'm on the edge right now, kid. You know what I mean? Like, I need, I need an 18-wheeler type chair.
This is an offensive lineman we're talking about. Yeah. By the way, a retired offensive lineman.
Coach. You know what's wrong with them?
You know, if Max looks tight in the chair, then you know what I mean?
I know. We got, Max sitting sideways, so you know how my hips are feeling right now.
Oh, no, forget it. We're going to have to get something to get Wood out of that chair, man.
Going to have to pry him out of the sides, man.
D-Wood, other than my cliff prediction that motivated Brady to prove me wrong at the end of his career, what made Brady the GOAT? You were his teammate.
Oh, man. There's so many things. We talk about the intangible, the things you can't see. But, for me, it's the relationship aspect of Tom. He wanted to get his know his teammates on a different level, on a higher level. Just seeing what makes guys tick. Getting to know their families and all those things that, because those things manifest itself on the field. Because any athlete would tell you, the best teams they played on is when you just have that trust in the individual that you play with, man, it takes it to another level. And so Tom just had the desire to just learn more about his teammates on a mm-hmm. whole different level. And when we got on the field, man, it's like if Tom is playing at this level, we want to raise our game to that level as well. And those things, you don't flip a switch and have that stuff happen. Those things happen well before you see it on the field, in the off season and, kind of doing your own thing.
Wood, what do you say to those people that say that TB12 was not the best quarterback during his era? He just compiled statistics and won some Super Bowls, but guys like Peyton Manning was a better quarterback. What do you say?
Regular season quarterback.
Well, listen, I will say this. I give Peyton his due as far as regular season. I mean, Peyton was the real deal.
Was he the best regular season quarterback you ever played against?
I would probably say yes. Only because Peyton was his own offensive coordinator. Key would tell you that Peyton Manning was out there running the whole show, directing everything out there. That's hard to do. A lot of guys live within a system. Peyton Manning was the system. He was everything. He was the OC. He was, directing traffic, doing all those things, processing, defenses, pre-snap, post-snap, all those type of things. And he did it at a level that – I don't think we've ever seen
and
before.
And by the way, when we ask, was Brady a compiler versus Peyton, then we show a graphic of their careers and their NFL ranks in all these categories. We're showing compiling graphic. And you might say, well, that's a measure of greatness over a career. Sure. But what we really mean when we say greatest regular season quarterback is when they were great, right, for a number of years, what were you getting year in and year out? And if you do that, if you do apples to apples, Peyton is ahead of Brady regular season.
Right.
This is from what Mike Francesa said yesterday on First Take, formerly of Mike and the Mad Dog, with Chris Russo. He said Peyton was the greatest regular season quarterback. I agree. I'd rather have Brady, though, because the postseason means so much. And Joe Montana was the greatest Super Bowl quarterback. And certainly Montana 4-0 in the Super Bowl with 13 touchdowns, no interceptions. You can also argue that. But when you combine both, it's Brady. And I don't think Francesa was arguing against that. What do you think about that, Damian?
Yeah, I just think that for me it's hard to kind of compute where he, you know, if you're going to make the argument that Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time, but then in the same breath you're talking about, well, Peyton was the best in regular season, Joe Montana was the best in, you know, Super Bowls, whatever. How can you, that's not 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2.
Well, because you could say if you're second or third in both categories and the other guys aren't, you know.
But Big Wood, the way that I tell Jay, and I've been telling Jay this, Tom Brady was in a different situation. He didn't have to do certain things in a regular season. But if he had to, Jay, he would do them.
And Big Wood, my thing is that I value the regular season, and I get how you could say Peyton Manning was better. That's fine if that's the argument you want to take and make that point. But my thing is, like, the regular season gets you to a certain point, and the postseason is when things kick to a different gear. We all know that as athletes. Like, the three of us know that. It's a different gear. So even if you want to say Joe Montana, he was 4-0 in the Super Bowl, I'm like, okay, well, Tom was at, you know, 6 more Super Bowls than Joe Montana.
Yeah, listen, man, it's, you know, you playing 10 Super Bowls and you win 7. I mean, I don't think we're ever going to see that again, man. Come on. Like, I mean, it's like just speaking those numbers,
it's
ridiculous, because really the threshold is 4. Okay? Joe Montana, 4. Terry Bradshaw, 4. No one has really pushed
basically
through
doubled
that.
Them.
Right. He's doubled them. Think about that.
By the way, all of them, except for the one where he wanted a blowout, they were all one-score games, but he won the majority of them.
And Big Wood and Key, you know, I don't know if you guys say this in the football locker room, but we say it in the basketball locker room all the time. Like, you know, regular season, he going to do his thing.
Hey,
you know what he's regular season, dude? He going to do his thing. Postseason, let's see who that player is postseason.
But you got to get to the postseason. You got to have a regular season to get to the postseason and win. When you won your 2 Super Bowls, Woody, do you remember what seed you guys were? To start the playoffs, did y'all have byes?
Yes, we did have byes.
And the reason y'all got those byes is because the guy named Tom Brady, along with D. Wood and the rest of the cast of characters, balled out in the regular season to go 13-3 or 14-2 or whatever that record was to have the number one seed. So obviously, Tom Brady is balling in the regular season. In doing that so they could get to the postseason. That's why the argument about Peyton Manning being the best regular season quarterback, I mean, that falls on deaf ears to me, because you have to do something in the regular season to be able to advance to the postseason to get the byes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, I think you make a great argument. I will say this. I think in New England we were a more complete team than the Indianapolis. You know, when you think of the Colts, who do you think? You never thought of the Colts like had great defense. Thought of them like
they didn't.
It was Peyton Manning, their offense, outscoring people, and you know, that's
one dude on defense who had a spin move who could get to the quarterback. That was about it. Hard-hitting safety.
And I'm not, you know, listen, the Colts had they had some really good defensive players.
Dwight Freeney,
Robert Mathis, they had some guys over there. But primarily it was on the shoulders of Peyton Manning and him being, you know, the quote unquote the sheriff and doing his thing offensively.
Damian Woody, ESPN, NFL analyst, 2-time Super Bowl champion. Even if Mahomes played 20 years and did exactly what he's done so far, which is unthinkable, you can't host the AFC Championship game every single year, he would have to play 20 years as a starter if he won the Super Bowl this year, and he's not favored to pass Brady, to pass Brady with the Super Bowl. It ain't going to happen. Damian Woody, ladies and gentlemen. Championship or bust for Jason Tatum and the Celtics.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
DJ, I got into bed last night early. I'm going to bed. I wasn't feeling great. I need some sleep.
What time is early?
8:30. I'm in bed. Okay,
that's about right.
That's good. That's right.
If I didn't take the dudes to eat chicken fried rice, you know,
I got kids between the age of eight. She just turned 8 and 14. So 8:30 is early for me. If I get into bed at 8:30, I'm laughing, right? So I'm like, okay, great. So I put on the game. I watched NBA, you know, countdown, and then put on the game. But only saw the first minute or so, and then I'm getting ready for bed, all this stuff. I get into bed, I'm like, oh, bet I'm going to see the end of the second half. I'm going to watch this thing. I'll probably pass out in the fourth quarter. Let's see. Dude, I turn on the game, Jay. They're down. Joe Harris is missing a three. They're down like 31 points already. I look at that like the Celtics had a chance to – they didn't, but they had a chance to get to 80 points in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So – the Celtics are a powerhouse, and they're trending toward a title, it seems. If they don't win at all, is this a failure of a season for Boston?
Look, Boston, there's no better time in basketball for Boston to win a world championship than right now, okay? Jason Tatum has elevated to elite status. I think Jaylen Brown is the best shooting guard in the NBA, okay? Because I value defense and the way you defend on the perimeter. You saw in the game against the Lakers how he can explode offensively. His numbers are trending in the right direction. I think they have all the pieces from Peyton Pritchard to – and Marcus Smart is not even playing, okay, to, you know, get – Robert Williams had probably his best game back last night since he came back in December. Mm-hmm. Joe Mazzulla's up for coach of the year, even though he's had his little ups and downs. And I think as you look at the Eastern Conference, granted, Milwaukee's going to be there. Philly's going to be there. Joel Embiid's having an MVP-like year. KD's going to come back. That's going to be a gauntlet type of the road. But you look at the West, maybe Denver might be there with everything happening in the West, right? But there is no better time in basketball than this year for the Celtics to win a championship. So, yes, it's championship or nothing for the Celtics.
But didn't we feel that way last year about the Celtics?
No, because we felt that way for Golden State.
Yeah, they were trending in that direction.
You feel like they were there, but they were too – you feel like they're there, they deserve to be there, but they were young. Because they were there. Like, they didn't have the seasoning or experience
right
to be there compared to Draymond Green and all those guys.
So you figure one more year seasoning, that this is the year for them, or it's going to wind up being a bust?
Well, yeah, I think you have to get it this year.
Yeah, I think, Jay, that's exactly right. Last year, and the question that you asked, Key, is exactly right also. Last year was the last year for the Celtics to be like, okay, they're on their way. That was the last year you say they didn't have to win a title that year. Kind of do this year, right?
Yeah, but there's some people in the way in the East, though, to even get there.
No doubt. That's every year, like that.
And, you know, obviously KD didn't play yesterday, so it was a little bit of a handicap situation. You couldn't expect Kyrie to carry him with only 20 points, you know, yesterday against him. Yeah. So you guys, it just wasn't the same team. So I can't judge the Celtics against the Nets.
But I can, though. I can. You know why? Because for me, even if you don't have KD, I mean, yo, the Nets have been in a lot of games. Kyrie's been doing his thing. So for me, I think last night was a statement. You know how the Celtics have won 10 games against the Nets, 10 games straight against the Nets, and every game has been somewhat close to a degree. Mm-hmm. This was a smackdown, right? Yeah. So for me, when I see an opponent say, okay, these are guys that we're going to be facing when it matters the most, we're going to send a message. Last night was a message to me. About, like, oh, this is how we feel. Because it's regular season sometimes.
But it
did
come against an undermanned Nets team.
Doesn't matter, though, Max. But here's the thing.
Hold on, Jay. As opposed to the Bucks or the Sixers, right?
Agreed. But, Max, it was, what, that's a 40-point win?
Yeah, but come on, man. By the time we got to midway through the fourth quarter, it was dudes out there.
Midway through the second quarter, it was.
Well,
over.
I mean, okay, emptied the bench though in the fourth quarter.
Let me tell y'all something. You know how many times a lot of teams are undermanned, right? We see that in the NFL all the time, right? We see undermanned teams stay in games, don't we?
Yep.
All the time.
Yeah, the Celtics' length and defense was reason the Nets were missing.
So now
shots,
Max, now Max, that we see this team beat up on the Nets, now we're going to use the other version by saying, well, they're under. No.
They did what they were supposed to do. For me, when I'm looking at it, I'm looking at a big chunk of the Nets that was missing, and that's KD.
KD, of course.
And like you said, they beat them 10 straight times with KD. They beaten him, right?
Mm-hmm.
They beaten him with KD on the floor for the majority of those times. But when you remove him and then you smack him, what you say, about 40 was the number?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, so if he was in there and they beat him by 11 or beat him by 9, then you'd be like, okay, but 40, now I have to look at what it would look like with KD on the floor.
Let's put the Nets aside for a second because they're a wild card because of KD. I'm with you, Key. KD and Kyrie make them a wild card. You can't count them out. But they're not the Sixers or the Bucks, especially the Bucks with championship experience. What about that, Jay? The Bucks and the Sixers, right? Like, those are the real obstacles.
That's why I said, look, they have to go through the gauntlet of the Eastern Conference. I think the 76ers are going to be there when it's all said and done. I think Doc Rivers, you know, even though I know he is somewhat disliked in Philadelphia because of, you know, postseason decisions that he's made as it relates to strategy and personnel, I still would like to see him play some of his younger players a little bit more. But Joel Embiid is that guy. They will be there. But top to bottom, talent-wise, I think the Celtics have the most talent.
So if the Celtics go through this gauntlet, then it should be, not I don't want to call it a cakewalk, but it should be a cruise control. If they go through this gauntlet in the East, they get to the West, they should feel confident about the opportunity and the chances of winning the championship.
I'm not saying that nothing is cruise control.
But they'll have an opportunity to win the championship.
I mean, I would be confident after last year. I mean, do we forget they just lost in the NBA Finals to the Golden State Warriors where we just proclaimed?
But that's what I said earlier. Y'all said no.
What do you mean?
Didn't we feel that way about them last year, about that they should have won the championship last year?
Well, of course, they had a chance to win the championship, but I still saw last year as this was their first time on that stage. Mm-hmm. It was the first time that we're looking at Jason Tatum. Are we saying, is he the best player in basketball? Is he up in that conversation, right? You still felt that Steph, Clay, Draymond, they had the seasoned experience that they
So when they needed their veterans to step up, they stepped up.
You saw what happened to Jason Tatum?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
Jason Tatum shrunk. That was a big thing this offseason. You had questions about that. So now this year, it's like, okay, y'all been there. Y'all got that experience. Now it's time to win.
Jay, what about the Bucks, real quick before we get out of here? Like, Middleton not being there for a minute, but getting back, right? Like, the Bucks may be flying a little bit under the radar because they haven't been at full strength. But to me, that's the team, that's the number one obstacle because that's the team with the MVP, multiple-time MVP, the championship team. They got a chip in there. When fully loaded, they're different. Now, maybe they're not always available, but they're getting back to full strength, right? Doesn't that make them the number one obstacle?
I would tell you yes. I will also tell you that, you know, I think them adding Joe Ingles this year from a shooting perspective really helps the space. I mean, the more people we can surround LeBron with Giannis with the versatility, that's what they need. So, like, hence, once again, I said that. I said the Milwaukee Bucks and the Philadelphia 76ers. The Eastern Conference, to me, is more challenging than the Western Conference because of the bets and how they play up top.
Where did you say that at?
More KJM coming right up, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.